this very special edition of the KJ Masterclass Live, the show which ensures that you profit from your time spent here with experts, either through their insights, information, or simply learning from them. And today we have Lois Hollis. She's a shame guilt educator, counselor, filmmaker, and an author. And she is the go-to expert on all these issues, and she handles and takes care of these problems for people who connect with her. Welcome to the show, Lois.
Oh, thank you for the welcoming, and thank you for the opportunity to spread good news about kicking shame guilt out of our lives.
Absolutely, absolutely. You are welcome to the show. You are welcome to India in this live online form, Lois. And I'm sure not just in India, but a lot of people in the outside world, in the globe, in the world, will be able to benefit from what we are going to talk about. We'll talk about how to take care of these problems, especially about shame and guilt. So we will come. Let's go to that and understand it. So, Lois, first to understand from you, you say shame and guilt are not ours to own or to give. What should we understand of this statement or this line? And in the backdrop of, we all have heard about shame and guilt, but what is this shame and guilt that you talk about? Help us understand this backdrop, and then we will certainly come to the bigger issues associated with this.
Okay, let's start at the beginning. And we all know the words of shame and guilt, but we separate them. And as in the separation, we can't digest what's going on. Our mind is completely in two parts. And shame makes more guilt. Guilt makes more shame. They are inclusive. So I use the word shame guilt. It's not shame and it's not guilt. It's shame guilt together. It's like a coin. A nickel or whatever denomination you use has heads and it has tails. It has two parts to the same coin, but it's still a coin. Well, that's shame guilt. So if we can put our mind into that, shame guilt is the same. And I call it shame guilt, unless we can come up with another word. So therefore, that lays the boundary, the background of what we're dealing with, because we have to, in order to live without the shame guilt, we have to know what it is. And that's my job here today. And we'll tread very gently around the whole thing. We won't get it all accomplished, but at least I'll put you in the right direction. Okay. Shame guilt is not of humanity. It's an extra thing put upon us. It doesn't belong to us. It's not normal to our humanity. It's common, and you are correct. We all have it. India, United States, everybody has shame guilt because it's placed upon our humanity, but it's not ours. We have to kick it out. It serves no function but to make us victims. And we're not victims and we're not stupid.
Right, right.
But shame guilt makes us feel that way. So we have to learn what it is and get rid of it. It doesn't belong to us. And we're not supposed to use it to make people do what we want them to do. You know, it's a great control mechanism. If you don't do this, that's how we're all raised. But that's not correct. How does that sound to you?
Yes, yes. It all sounds very clear till this point, but I'm sure I represent the audience here, so I will certainly want to get more clarity because I myself will need more clarity to understand it.
Of course,
and so if I understand it, I'm sure the understand audience will. Yeah. So you are the expert.
It takes a little time because I'm changing the way you're thinking. I'm changing the way you've been taught. We have been conditioned to feel we're not good enough.
Right.
We have the inner critic inside of us. The inner critic's our friend. We have to make friends with them. Okay. That's another story right there. But anyway, you need to say shame, guilt is one item. And I made a film, I'm Good, and it's on my website. And it teaches you what shame, guilt is. I had it visible so you understand it's a thing. Some people call it the shame, guilt, leech. How about that one? Because it sucks your energy out. And in India, you understand about energy. And shame, guilt sucks it up because shame, guilt needs your light energy to live. So it will always be like a mosquito needs your blood. The shame, guilt leech needs your light energy. So we right. say no to the shame, guilt. Now, how do we get shame, guilt? We can't through the way people speak to us. You stupid jerk. Why did you do such a dumb thing? You're no good. And that carries the energy of shame, guilt. So we say no. Don't talk that way. I did something wrong and I can correct it, but I'm not bad because I did something wrong. You see the difference? But we have to own that and say, no, I am good. I made a mistake, but that doesn't make me a bad person.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that is where a lot of, you know, understanding is required. And so to understand it better, Lois, is that if you say it is not ours to own, then why have we injected so much it within our system, within our bodies and minds?
Because we were trained to do that by our leaders, our government, our religions, our parents, our enemies. It is a great weapon. Think of shame guilt as a weapon. If they want to take over your country, they use shame guilt to make you feel stupid.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay?
And we are trained that way. All of us. I'm talking about the world. I'm not just talking about India. I'm talking about all of us. That is their weapon. And this is what I am exposing to the world, is that we don't need shame guilt. Shame guilt needs us. The government needs shame guilt to make us scared and frightened and pay wages and do this and do that. But they do it for control. You know, a controlled population is easy to monitor. A free society is difficult. So if you're the leader, you want it easy, you put shame guilt on everybody. It's a great weapon. But we say, no, no, no. We don't use it. So we know that it's a thing that other people use upon us to control us. And if it's outside of us, you know that if it's outside of us, we can get rid of it. It doesn't belong to us. God did not give us this. Okay? We are whole, beautiful human beings. And the only thing that can take us down is shame, guilt, energy. That's the only weapon that can hurt humanity. Isn't that interesting?
Very interesting.
So when you view shame, guilt as a weapon, you can understand now why we don't own it. It's not part of us. It's used to control us so we can say no to it and live our lives from the grace of God and other love and light energies.
Right. Right, Luis.
And I made films so that you can see what shame, guilt, energy looks like. And how it comes into us, it changes our mind to confusion. It changes negative ones. It turns compassion to depression. It changes intuition to anxiety. And it turns our passion to anger. Do you see how it just disrupts our whole being? But it's only one thing. It's shame, guilt, energy. It isn't depression, anxiety. It's only shame, guilt, energy.
Right, Luis. I should put it this way. Your work is not over yet. You helped develop one of the first kidney hemodialysis units in the country. Yes. I guess now you need to build something that can flush the shame guilt out of humanity as a whole on everybody's mind and heart and the body.
Yeah, exactly. I started flushing out the toxins from our kidneys that aren't working. Now I'm flushing out the shame guilt. Right. You're a smart guy. And it's remarkable how empowered you feel when you don't have your inner critic is part of you. Can I talk about the inner critic right now?
Absolutely. Carry on.
The inner critic is our friend. We don't believe it because we hear these negative impulses all the time. So what do you hear? Some negative impulse that you would hear.
Okay.
You did that wrong, or you should have done that. Those kinds of responses. Yeah. So I would suggest saying, who's talking? You need to talk to yourself. You know, therapy is good, but you need to talk to yourself. The part of you that needs to be together with you. So you find out who's talking. What is your name? Okay. My inner critic now is not babysitting me and telling me I can't do things. My inner critic now is going around the world, like in India, and finding beautiful people like you to talk to. He has a new job. He changed his job. He doesn't have to victimize me or tell me I'm no good because I taught him the way of love, not the way of shame. We can all help ourselves. See, the inner critic's living in the timeline when you were 2 and 3 years old. And you're not. You're an adult now, but the inner critic doesn't know that. So you have to say, hi, like I'm talking to you. Hi, how are you? How was your day? We don't need any fancy psychology. We're human beings who talk human nature. So we say, hi, what is your name? My inner critic calls himself King. How about that? So how does that feel for you?
Right.
To talk right. To your inner critic.
Right, Luis. So let me understand it for the audience. Is that you talked about governments, that we can't do much. People globally have been electing governments, and later on they feel they perhaps did not do the right, they did not use their right to vote the way they should have been. But what about relationships? A lot of this shame guilt is happening in our relationships, in the type of society that we live in, and especially in personal relationships, in friendships, workplaces also. But that says this, how do we tackle that, and how do we take care of this shame guilt when close people are using it on us, on and even individuals, I can become like that and use it as a weapon.
Exactly. You were exactly correct, because we are taught that way, we were trained that way, but that's not the way to go. Now God wants us to be empowered. And we can't be empowered if we're living in shame guilt. Shame, guilt is the lowest energy that we can live in. It comes in at a number 10. Enlightenment comes in at 700,000. That's where God can take us. Shame, guilt, energy. You want to be in higher octaves. The religion does that because they've been trained to keep you into one group, to live one way. Now, some ways are good. I'm not saying they're all bad, but don't use shame, guilt to make me bow to your rules. You can't do that. You have to give me a reason. You can't shame me into doing what you want, because that's not godlike. And you have to be kind of like a trailblazer here, because you only become a victim. God doesn't want victims. And you're a victim if you keep doing the shame guilt. I didn't do it right. Now, I have a film on talking to our inner critic. So I would like to invite people into my website, loishollis.com, and watch it and teach yourself that you're in charge. Shame guilt only has one problem. It dissolves in detection. Once we find out, the jig is up. You know how a magician does a trick? And then all of a sudden you find out how the trick's done. And then you go, duh, it's only a trick. It's a puff of smoke. That's shame guilt. Once you realize it has no power, it has no power. You give it power. And religion gives it power. But shame guilt has no power.
Right, right. But then people are using it as a weapon.
Exactly. It's a weapon.
How we neutralize it. And you know, many a times, Lois, it happens is that in the name of friendly banter, people use those words and you are not able to distinguish whether that's a friendly banter or somebody is using that weapon of shame guilt on you. Even within other relationships, personal relationships, you know, girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wives, it happens. How do you distinguish?
Okay. If you join my newsletter, loishollis.com, you get an ebook every week, 500 questions, one answer. I teach you 500 ways that people shame and guilt you. So you have to learn what it is to say no. I use the frame, can you say that another way?
Okay.
Say, I don't like that words. Can you say it another word, please? Thank you. That's how I raised my children. Can you say another word? And then they have to think that, oh, I'm shaming you. I did not know that. Well, now I do. Well, now you don't. We have to teach ourselves. We have to teach others. And we can always say no. I will do this, but I won't do it because you're shaming me. I do that because I choose to do it. And that little thing is huge. Just if we do that, it's huge. So we can't be in success when we feel stupid and a victim. In your country, do you know about Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz?
I've heard about it. I haven't, read about it.
But you do know about Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz?
I've heard about it. I wouldn't say I know much about it. I just heard about it.
Okay, do you know that Dorothy has to go to the wizard to find a way back home? You know, she has her red shoes and she wants to get back home after the hurricane. So she goes to the person who can help her, like you would go to the president or leader. She goes to the wizard. And she's very nervous because, you know, he's all and powerful, right? If you were going to the leader, you would be nervous too. And you're shaking and shaking. Then all of a sudden she gets to the wizard. And she has a dog. Do you know the doggy's name is Toto? And Toto pulls the curtain back. And what do you see? A little old man, bald and gray, with a big machine and a crank, and it puffs out green smoke. It's only a puff of green smoke. Shame, guilt is nothing but a puff of green smoke. And they tell us to be afraid of it. And we say, no, it's a puff of green smoke. It's an illusion. You use your mind to tell me that it's wrong. And I'm telling you, I'm a Toto. Lois told me how to pull the curtain and show me that it's a nothing. It's only the fear we put into it.
Right. But, Lois, how do you tell people when you don't have much power? You are in relationships, even in office, if the boss, the manager uses words which are part of this whole shame guilt mechanism, how do I protest? There, can I say, can you use another word? How does it work?
Well, you can be kind and generous and say, can you say that another way? Or if you want employees to be more productive, you don't talk to them that way. May I offer you this information? You're kind. You know, if you want your employees to be happier and work better, you got to treat them better. But they don't know they're treating them with shame guilt. You just say, you don't use that to make us do what we want to do. We become better people. We become better workers without shame, guilt, victim. We're smarter. Shame, guilt makes you stupid. We don't want to be stupid. So I'm giving people the opportunity to learn that they don't have to live in shame, guilt, even though other people are using it. You go, no, I don't use that. I don't use that because I'm a holy person. I talk with God. Shame, guilt's not necessary for me to obey rules. I obey rules because it's the right thing to do. And then your whole society will eventually change. You got to be a trailblazer too.
Right. Right. Lois, then help us understand. There's much to learn about shame, guilt. And I'm sure a lot of people would do better good by getting those newsletters and getting into your website and understanding about all those things, and also about the video. Now is about I Am film series, I Am Good, and that will help. So yes. I'm sure, yes.
So go to my website, join the newsletter, send me letters. This is all free. I do consulting work, and that I charge for private consults, but you can learn so much on my website, and you can invite me back again for people that are asking questions. We can have a question and answer time. Absolutely. It's so much fun to do that. And I love questions. So why don't we plan something like that? Have people look at the work. This is way different. This is something that we need to talk about because you can't get it in 15 minutes.
Absolutely.
It's impossible.
And not at all.
Because I'm changing your thoughts. And then all of a sudden, truth is so powerful. You wake up and you go, oh my goodness, you're right. So then we can have another talk and people have more questions. And we can bring your society. You can be a very big forerunner in your country, bringing this knowledge and information to people and living a holier, happier, fulfilled life. We can do this. We've done it. I've done it with people.
Of course, you have done it. You have been working since 12, when you were 12 and you were a nurse's age.
And I'm still working.
Still working. You will continue. I just told you about beyond the hemodialysis, kidney dialysis unit. Right. You need to work on a unit which can, you know, immediately do this work. It is like a magic wand, not the wizard's sword. Yes.
That's it. And my website is a magic wand. You're not going to get this information any other place right now. So let's all be trailblazers. Let's all be a Toto and pull the curtain back and say, you can't do this anymore because I'm smart.
Yes.
I'm smart. I know. Very, very, and it's godlike. Like to be all that we can be. Our children are better. We're better. Our atmosphere is better. And some political leaders and priests will turn around too. There's a big turnaround. Now's the time to change things.
Right, Luis. So tell us about your books. You know, there is much to learn, but I guess most of the learning can be happening, can only happen when people connect with you directly. And also, you know, people who want to get your consulting services, coaching services, they can also connect with you directly. That's engage with you professionally.
I would suggest getting my newsletter first, understanding a little bit more. I mean, if you want to have a session, that's fine. I'm helping people to get the most out of a situation. So you can call me and do a session, or you can look at my website and learn. You can learn so much from my website. I have like 200 podcasts talking to 200 people in like 15, 20 countries. And you can learn so much. And then we can come back for questions and answers. That's a big thing to do, if that's possible in your schedule.
Absolutely, absolutely. We can work that out. No problem at all. And this will be anything for the greater good and nothing related to using that same thing as a weapon. But people who have been elected, they are there for the greater good, but that good is not happening in all places. And somewhere, a lot of places, the shame guilt has come into play.
Yeah, and this shame guilt is a weapon.
Absolutely. 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 You know,
I'm joining your movement now.
Thank you. Thank you. It is indeed a movement, spreading knowledge. And I'm not the master, but the masters are those like people like you who are coming on to the show. They are the torchbearers. They are the people who are spreading this light. I am only like reflecting that light to a wider audience.
But we need you. Okay. We need each other. It's symbiotic. So I can't do what you do and you do. So we all live together like this. It's good. It's good. I admire what you do.
Thank you. Thank you. Tell us about your newest book. Now is the time. We are talking about something great. So now is the time this book also.
When you feel like you're in shame guilt or like you're stuck, you have to get out of the shame guilt energy. And that's not easy because it's not a mind thing. It's putting upon you. So I write from spirit. God talks and I write. I'm a secretary. And the writing is in a different energy pattern. I mean, it's still English, but it's energy different. And you understand in India, it's a different energy and it raises you out of the hole of shame guilt. So if I have it on my website, now is the time. You can press the button and it will give it to you on the computer and you can read it there. Or you can download it and print it out. Either way. But I offer this to people that they should every day read these writings so they can raise their vibration to get the heck out of shame guilt. Because if you're stuck in shame guilt, you're going to be stuck. It's stuck. And they're happy you're stuck in shame guilt because they can control you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the problem with some people. They want to control, whereas no dictator has ever reached. They have controlled only for some time, but you can win so many people and so much better through love. But I guess that message will be
well, we have to, we're raising consciousness, okay? And your country is all about the raising of consciousness. So the raising of consciousness, the raising of consciousness is kicking shame guilt out. That's it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's nice talking to you on this topic, Louis, but there is, as I said, more has to be learned from you through your video, through your newsletter, through your books, through your podcasts, you know, so many of them. My last question to you, Louis, is that, you have been working since the age of 12, and if I understand now, it's 76 plus. And so what is it now? You have achieved so much, you know, what is it now that you are trying to seek for yourself?
There's so much to do. Humanity needs help. Humanity needs help. And the only thing that can help them is the knowledge of shame guilt. So that's my job right now, is to expose shame guilt. Because once you expose it, you realize it's a nothing. It's a puff of green smoke. We've been duped. We've been tricked. So that's where I am right now. I'll be 80 in a couple months. So, got to keep moving.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We got to keep moving, and humanity has to keep moving. And for that, this thing called shame guilt has to move out of our system with this.
And we can do it. We can do it. Do it yourself first, and then it spreads. And you know how that works. So I'm very delighted to speak here in India today. It's a blessing. And let's just kick it out.
Wonderful, wonderful. With great words of wisdom from you, Louis, it's a wrap on this very special edition of the KHM Masterclass Live. Thank you so much indeed
for joining us. Blessings. Blessings.